From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Traffic accidents and a bridge collapse marred the first days of this holiday weekend. A 17-mile stretch of Interstate 68 in Maryland was cleared yesterday. A pileup in the fog involved close to 90 vehicles. A 10-mile portion of Interstate 80 in western Nebraska remains closed today after a bridge collapsed Friday night. For many Americans, Memorial Day weekend is the beginning of the summer travel season. Travel industry surveys reveal that after 9/11, many chose to stay close to home, and cars were preferred over planes for transportation. That's still the case, but as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, some surprising hotspots are expected this season.
Take a yellow highlighter marker, trace a route of interstates, highways, and perhaps a country road or two on a map. And voila, your AAA triptych is complete. The association says demand for these planners is on the rise. National parks are big, beaches and lakes remain popular, and theme parks are expected to draw crowds too. AAA's Colleen Healy says the strong demand is a relief. Just 2 months ago, the industry braced for the perfect storm created by war, SARS, and dismal consumer confidence.
Putting all those three together and then seeing that we're returning to 2002 travel numbers is really good news for the travel industry. And we're hoping that people will continue to travel that much as we go into the summer months.
So far, indications are good. Gas prices are back down to about $1.50 a gallon, and most Americans say they'll spend as much on vacation as they did last year. Healy says families are looking for bargains and fun. One destination that fits the bill this summer is Las Vegas. It lures many with attractive hotel packages, but it's no longer just a gambling mecca.
There's wonderful shows, there's great shopping, there's beautiful hotels, which in themselves are an attraction. So it's really added to their appeal for a lot of people.
Plane travel is expected to increase only slightly this season, 1%, according to the Travel Industry Association. International travel, however, is not expected to recover. Cruise bookings are one sign of this, says Myra Wieman of the AAA's Mid-Atlantic Division. Instead of foreign destinations, this season, cruisers are choosing Alaska.
Alaska is still one of those places that is exotic to some people. It's a place that they haven't been to before, and there's so much to see. You can combine it with a cruise, so you still have that on-the-sea atmosphere, but you're not leaving the United States, so people feel safe.
So, bottom line, it seems many Americans are ready to spend money on travel this summer, so long as it doesn't take them outside their comfort zone. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.